A new Spike Lee film is always a major event in the world of cinema, and especially when he pairs up with the great Denzel Washington. With his latest work, Highest to Lowest, Lee reunites with Washington for their fifth collaboration, and for the first time since Inside Man, nearly 20 years ago. This is Casey Logan, Managing Director at Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn. A new Spike Lee film would be an event in any case, but the timing of Highest to Lowest makes it even more exciting. Just this week, Filmstreams was thrilled to announce that Spike Lee will be the special guest for our feature event on November 16th at the Holland Performing Arts Center. While it will be our ninth feature to date, it's also our first in more than 6 years, and it's hard to think of a better guest to help us celebrate by allowing us the honor of celebrating his artistry. Lee's legacy as a filmmaker, from his debut feature She's Gotta Have It, to his groundbreaking Do the Right Thing, to Malcolm X, and Crooklyn, and He Got Game, and BlacKkKlansman, and look, there are too many to list. Lee's legacy as a filmmaker over the past four decades has helped shape American cinema and inspired generations of filmmakers. We're gonna have a lot of Spike Lee coming to our screens over the next few months. Stay tuned for more voices speaking to the impact of this singular filmmaker before his visit to Omaha this fall. In the meantime, we have Highest to Lowest, opening August 15th at the Dundee Theater. Inspired by legendary Japanese director Akira Kurosawa's High and Low, the film tells the story of a music mogul, played by Washington, who finds himself the target of a ransom plot that threatens all that's important to him. It's a thrilling crime drama and moral pressure cooker, packed with the stylistic flourishes and incisive social commentary we have come to expect and admire throughout Lee's career. The film co-stars Ilfinesh Hedera, Jeffrey Wright, Aesop Rocky, and Ice Spice, alongside Washington and other prior Lee collaborators like the great Wendell Pierce. For those eager to explore the film's creative influence, we've got a bonus. High and Low, the 1963 masterpiece by Kurosawa, will be playing at our Ruth Sokoloff Theater for 1 week starting this Friday, part of a trio of 4K restorations of Kurosawa's work screening over the next week. This is Casey Logan from Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn on KVNO Arts Today.